Hello, haters.
So we hope you enjoyed our episode with Chef Gracie.
We definitely did, and it inspired me to be a better chef.
And we just couldn't keep the topic off of food and seemingly straws. They've come back to haunt Kurt again.
Yeah, I think this is becoming an astrology podcast. I had to get that
nice
pun
in one.
There.
Nice one. So here's a little short we had to cut out of the episode, but we just thought it was too funny to pass up. So we just want you guys to hear it. Here's us talking about straws again.
Enjoy.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was earlier today.
Oh, okay.
We are recording.
Are we?
Yeah. We usually discuss random topics, just me and Kurt, but did you want to do a random topic, or did you have a topic in mind that you want to discuss, or anything you feel that relates to you specifically?
Any topic, huh?
Okay. To think, to mull over that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
why didn't you give me the assignment ahead of time,
I'm
Kurt?
I basically threw you in, didn't tell you anything.
That's fine.
Well, so far, what have we talked about?
Pet peeves.
We talked about generational differences with my dad, with a baby boomer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which ended up being talking about texting. And we talked about comparing ourselves to others and tattoos. So that's what we've talked about so far.
Oh, okay.
And spoons.
Okay.
Straws.
And straws.
So every.
It's funny, I actually have a good straw. Anecdote. It's not good, but I had a straw experience recently.
Tell us your straw experience, because we love straws.
Well, I don't know if it was like an experience, but I went to, you know that bar Honey's in Bushwick?
No.
It's really cool. It's like they make mead, like honey wine there. And I got this drink, and I had like this thick kind of straw in it, and I like sipped the drink, and it was really good, and I was just like, this is spaghetti, like the straw, and I like,
what
and my
spaghetti?
Sister was like, what do you mean? And I was like, I mean, I just, and I was like, crunch, and like, bit like that whole top off.
Was it a spaghetti
And it was
straw?
A spaghetti, yeah.
It was a noodle?
It was like bucatini, it was like bucatini, yeah, it was a noodle, and I asked this guy, the bartender, Kurt, no, and I was like, is this spaghetti? And he was like, yeah, you know, we've been working a lot with like the straw issue, because you know, straws take like 300 years to break down.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
Like straws are
and
fucked.
That's why I don't use plastic straws
they're
anymore.
Fucked. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was like, yeah, and we had like the metal ones for a while, but they're like really hard to clean and people kept stealing them. He's like,
yeah.
So these ones like biodegrade. And
also paper doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, they just fall apart. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So he was like, so it doesn't like make the drink that weird if, you know, in the time it takes to drink it. And they're like, biodegradable, so like we're just like trying this out, and I was like, all right,
that's a really great idea.
I want to do pasta straws now. I love
I mean, maybe you could, yeah, you would have to only call drinks though.
So did you like eat the whole straw at the end?
Well, obviously I was like, you know, because when I was a kid, when we had spaghetti, I would just be like chewing, like I'm a, you know, human being, like I would eat raw spaghetti like everybody did,
because like,
yeah,
it's a cool
angel
crunch.
Hair, you're just like, nom, 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 nom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I loved it.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, I like ate the
so you're like, this is literally
that's
the best
a great
solution.
Idea. What's the bar called?
Honey's. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's in Bushes on Scott Street, like kind of in that industrial.
Can I have
to
check it out?
Do you think they're the first ones to do it?
What?
Do you think they're the first ones to do it?
Do it. That what?
The spaghetti straw.
Who wants to do it?
Are they the first ones?
Oh, the first ones? I don't know, man. I mean, it seemed like, I know the bartender, and he was just like, yeah, we just thought we'd try it. I mean, it's a
it's
good idea.
It's such a simple and
it's
elegant solution.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
But we mentioned edible utensils when we were talking about straws.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's not edible per se, but I was like eating
it. I love it. Straws are a big thing.
Oh, yeah, and they're, like, and you don't need them. Like, you get a cocktail, and there's, like, the, like, swivel or, like, a good coffee shop or whatever, and it's, like, this is, you can't even, it's just, it's to stir the drink further, or, like, what, I don't know, I'm sure
oh,
they,
in the drink.
I'm sure they serve a purpose, but, you know.
Well, for iced coffees.
Yeah, okay.
I guess you don't even need them for iced coffee.
Yeah.
You could literally just drink out of the, like, why wouldn't you drink an iced coffee with the lid?
You mean like as it, like on the hot, well, that's another thing too, is like hot coffee, the lids they put on it, like the Bodelli one,
too.
Don't even, yeah, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
where
yeah.
you like peel it back,
oh,
and it
right.
just,
yeah.
it drips all over your hand,
yeah,
it drips
and it's
all over
even,
your
like,
shirt.
It's not even like tight on the lids,
no.
and then it like slips out,
no, and it's like under the rim, and it's like on, like it's not, It's like, awful. It's maddening. It's like some shit where you like get halfway through it and you're like questioning your reality. You're like, what the fuck?
Why does every deli in New York have this?
Well, it's like, obviously it's like the cheapest one. You know, and then you're like, do I just go to Dunkin' Donuts because I know they have another lid?
Dunkin' Donuts' is, like, cup situation is actually really good.
Is it?
Like,
yeah, tight. Okay, yeah.
Like, it
and they have the lid that has, like, a lip. It's not, like, the peel back, right?
Yeah. No, they have the
if
lid.
You get the small, sorry.
Yeah, the small.
Then it comes with the lame lid.
Yeah. Oh.
Just a lot of
you get like that's why you gotta splurge for the medium. You get the medium. You get the
actual. I've never gotten the small.
You gotta get the Starbucks cup. It has a dome lid. And you're like, all right, this is legit. I can carry this around and it won't spill.
Well, I went in there for an iced tea and I was like, can I have a small iced tea? And she was like, do you want a medium? A small. It was like a small was $1.15. A medium was $1. It was like cheaper to get a medium.
What?
And I was like, I guess. Like,
amazing.
Yeah, we could just keep talking about food. Since we have a chef in residence here.
Maybe we should just do it, because like if we randomize a topic and get something stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about food.
Yeah. I'm fine with that, yeah.
Should I set a timer?
Oh, how much time do you do?
Well, normally we set a timer for 28 minutes, but then we edit it down, secrets of the podcast.
Yeah.
So that it
ends the secret is that you edit the podcast.